You are listening to the Susan Brender podcast, and I am Susan Brender. I'm Susan Brender, and this is the Susan Brender podcast. Today, my guest is Paul Smith, owner of All American Wool Kit. This is Paul's second visit to the Susan Brender show because I think the topic of getting your affairs in order, it's so important to our audience. I want to have Paul Smith back to the Susan Brender show to share more about why putting a will together is so invaluable. And in addition, Paul Smith has created an easy way of doing it, and he will tell our audience more about this. Welcome back, Paul.
Well, thank you, Susan. First of all, I'd like you know, everyone know that this is a do-it-yourself legal will kit, and it has all the stuff in there that you need to preside for yourself to make the will yourself.
Right. What is the disadvantage of having a will? Is there any?
Any disadvantages? The most disadvantages is one thing is the courts will decide for you what goes to where and how is it done. And the second thing is the your family members and stuff, they won't have a say into it for not having a will.
Let's talk about the probate, because not having a will can make your probate longer, and your family or loved ones may pay for a bond, any attorney fees as well.
Right. Well, on the probate, what that basically does. Probates could go long term, and it could go sometimes go shorter term, depends on what you owe. And mostly time, really what it is, it's for your family members who gets involved, who may want a little bit more, they think they deserve a little bit more what they should be getting. That's why the reason it takes so long, for that.
Right. And what are the benefits of having a will? There must be many benefits, and I can tell that you really understand and can explain to our audience why.
Well, the greatest benefit for having a will is one thing, is that you get to write in what you want to give to your family members, give you like your jewelry or give something away, but also too, you get to choose your executor, and basically he will have the voice for you to let you know, and also too, if you have younger children, and if you don't have no children, at least that gives you an idea where they could go. And also, too, the biggest thing is the family members does not have to pay for a bond or any attorney fees.
Right. And what about saving money on lawyers and any legal fees with these legal forms?
The legal forms, you do save a lot of money, because what happens is what these forms are do is basically if anyone passes away, when you go to the county and you record it, you have all the paperwork there, and it's much, much easier to go ahead and file, and you won't need no attorneys, because when the judge sees it, then he knows what goes where, you know. And also, too, we just made some more amendment pages on my will, so it gives more people for more writing stuff down if you want to really get into more detail.
Yeah. And having a will is one of the ways to keep less time in probate and keeps your family or loved ones from paying a bond or any attorney fees. Can you explain that?
Yeah, what a will does, the will is your simplest thing to have. And it's mostly your reasonable and your cheapest way to do it. And when having a will, what that does, it just tells the court what you want done, and also too, it keeps your loved ones, if your wife or your husband, they don't have to pay for the bond, and they don't have to pay for no attorney fees. And so basically that saves you a lot of money right there. That could save you up to maybe $5,000 to $6,000 when a death comes occur. And some people who may be doing this will may not have that much money, or a family member, really it's a family member may not have this much. So by having a will, you're going to protect yourself as well as your family members.
Well, I would imagine that it was pretty difficult to do this. How did you get into this?
Well, I got into this with a friend of mine. He was into this business, and I was really amazed on this business. And also, too, I did a lot of research before he retired on this business, to see out there what kind of other will kits are out there and see if they really protect the people or protect the people out there who are actually making their actual wills. And sometimes I see some of them didn't have very good instructions. Some of them didn't have good contact to fill out a will.
And what was the impetus for doing this?
The thing is, just basically, I want to carry the torch, and also too, I want to give the people to let them know that there is affordable wills out there, and they're easier to put together now. And a lot of people are now getting used to not have to go to an attorney. The only time I recommend people going to attorneys or something like that, if you have a lot of money or a lot of properties and stuff, then you want to make a trust. And I think that's very important to do that and to have that done as well.
I want you to explain to our audience what a trust is.
Well, a trust is actually, it's kind of like a will sort of, but it's a trust which you put everything into a trust. And so if you pass away or another person passes away, that trust will be taken right to the other person without have to be probate. And probate basically, what that could do, what that is saying, it just depends on how long it takes to go through the terms. But mostly when the trust goes through, the trust will go through much faster than a will.
Right. And can you explain the difference between a trust and a will?
Well, the trust is more difficult because there's a lot more pieces that going into it. A will is basically you're just writing stuff up and giving it to your wife or giving it to your husband. Then if anyone else has passed away, then you maybe give it to your children. That's what a will is for. A trust is actually when you have multiple properties. You want to give maybe one house to your son, maybe one house to your daughter, and you might want to do something else, maybe give some more money to your church. Well, the trust is a better off way of doing that way because it's going to really help out into the way to make that happen.
Right. And when you came up with this idea, did you get a response from anybody and tell the story about what they said to you?
Well, one story I will tell, because when I was first starting this business, I was talking to a person of mine, and there were actually was getting into the ready of making a trust. And so what happens is a trust takes a little longer to make. Sometimes it could take a week, 2 weeks, or 3 weeks. Well, this person and his wife was actually doing the trust. And in the middle of the trust, she got sick and she passed away before the trust got finished.
Oh,
so if,
wow.
If they would have had a will, a basic will, and a will is good for anything. You could have a will at first, then get your trust second, because then you have something to think. So if something happens to you when you're doing a trust, you have a fallback. In this case, they didn't have that. She passed away before they got done. He still had to go to probate, and it took him almost 24 months to take care of the problem. It should have been within weeks.
Do most people have a trust or a will? I mean, sometimes I speak to my friends and people that I know, and they say, well, the time is not right. They feel uncomfortable. They feel like they're getting old. What is a trust? When it comes to getting a trust, do you have to speak to them and explain to them what the situation is and how important it is?
Well, actually, a trust, really what you do, you go through an attorney. I always recommend that. When you get a trust, go through an attorney. You're going to pay a little bit more money for it, but the attorney will get the trust drawn up good. You don't really have to talk to no family members or nothing about a trust. What you're doing is you're making a better layout for the people who are getting part of your estate when you pass away. They will get it with no problem. And a will do the same thing too, but a will is a lot simpler. A will is if you don't own a lot of stuff, you say, I'm going to give maybe my house and to everything to my husband or to my wife. And if we're not here, then we're going to give it to our children.
Did you ever think of doing or explaining to students about this? because students can affect their parents and explain what will is and how important it is. So I'm wondering if you ever gave a talk or a conference where you can explain the whole notion of what a will is.
No, I haven't done that. And the last time we spoke, I was really been thinking about that. And I do want to do something on making a video on a difference of a trust and of a will, which is important because now I have some years experience of doing this. And basically what I want to do is give the idea to the people to what to expect and also to what could happen. Like this one case I was talking about, this husband and wife was trying to make a trust, and but before they got done, she passed away. And that's just one story. There could be multiple stories like this that people didn't, but if they had a will and stuff, they could have had, you know, it taken care of. So if they had a will first, when they was making the trust, and I give everything to my husband gives everything to me, then if anything happens like that, when they pass away, at least they have a will, and the probate would be a lot quicker.
Right. And you said that there are a lot of stories that you can tell about people who want to get a will but don't know what to do about it. Would you tell us another story?
Well, one of them is like a lot of people is, like you just said beforehand, they don't know about the wills. This will kit here is just brand new, so people are just getting used to it. Because a will is basically, it's like, especially a do-it-yourself will, they're not accustomed to making it themselves because they've been taught when they're younger, you need to go to an attorney or you need to go to, you know, to attorney, to a lawyer to have this written up. But now it's like so expensive for people to have this work done. You know, it's from $500 to maybe $1,000, $2,000 per will. And the trust is even more. And so that's what the people don't really want to do because right now they're on a budget and now they're going to be paying more. And the question is, they just don't know when they're going to pass away.
Do people say to you, I'm a little skeptical about doing it because I'm not sure I know what I'm doing?
You know, probably so. Probably so. I would say so because it's not something people really talk about. It's really people who don't want to bring it out. And I think it should be brought out more because more people bring it out, the better knowledge people will have. I always tell people go on the, you know, internet or go on the stuff and do the research on it, but also to have an open ear, but just don't listen to everything that people say because sometimes it could be wrong.
Right. And if it's wrong, what happens?
Well, if it's wrong, then basically anything you've done, if you've done a trust is wrong, or you've done a will was wrong, it's not going to be valid in this any of the states.
Right. And what from state to state, which state allows you to do a will on your own? Or are there some other states that say, no, you have to go through a lawyer?
All the states actually let you go through it. There is one state that you have to have a affidavit on signing it with three witnesses there to have like a notary done. And then once you have that done, but most of the states they're all switching over. You could write it in, you could write it even on a paper if you had to.
So if you want to, you know, from state to state, is there a difference in the way that they approach the situation? If you want to write a will by yourself, do they allow it?
Yes, they will allow it. If you want to write it down, they will allow it. Some states, one state I know in particular, they have a piece of paper which you have to get notarized with three witnesses there just to make sure you're the person who's filling out this will, and it then will be valid. And that's in, I believe it's in Louisiana, I can't recall it right offhand, but there's only one state who does that, and it's in my forms for my will kit. So just in case you are in that state, it's right there in the packet with it.
Where did they get it? Where did they get the will, your will?
They could go online and get the will. It's www.allamericanwillkits.com. or now we're selling on Amazon.com as well. And just type in wool kits, and they'll see All American Wool Kits in that way as well.
Right. What next situation for you? Are you going to continue getting different kinds of projects going?
Yeah, we definitely are. I definitely want to get some right now. I am doing a project on basically, I have it this wool kit right now written in English, and I do want to have one in for Spanish. I think it's very important to have one in Spanish as well, so that other people in different, can't think of it right offhand, where people talking in different languages, I want them to be able to afford it well as well, and to be able to understand it.
I'm glad you brought that up, and I'll tell you why. Because here it exists, and it's very important, needless to say, as you explained to our audience. But around the world, which place really is doing the same thing? Because I don't know of different countries in this world that really accept this kind of situation. You know, many places like Japan, they don't use lawyers. They don't know about lawyers. It's not in their usual situation. So did you ever think of making a will kit just like you have it and send it to different countries?
Well, that's a little bit harder, because now you're going to have to go with the different laws in those different countries and stuff in like Japan or maybe different places. So it's a little bit more harder to do it that way. America's a lot easier because we're a lot more open. And also, too, we have a lot more benefits in the United States.
Right. Well, people want to get your will kit. How do they do that?
They could go to www.allamericanwoolkits.com to order it. And also, too, they go to Amazon.com to order it as well. Just type in wool kits on the search engine, and then you can find it there. And we also have two different types. We have a single wool kit, then we also have a double, a two-pack. And the two-pack is for our family members, like for husband and wife, or just for two people who may want to get a will. Instead of paying $29.95 for one, you'll pay $49.95. You need to get two wills.
Wow. Well, my guest today has been a really interesting man. His name is Paul Smith, and Paul is the owner of All American Will Kit. You just explained to people something that they really need and they really should have. So I want to thank you so much for being on the Susan Brenda podcast. It's really been a pleasure.
All right. Well, thank you very much, too. I appreciate it.